Welcome everybody to Shakti Activation Call, Solstice Call, Tuesday, December 22nd, 2009. So what we'll do is we'll do a check-in on the planetary energies and the solstice energies, and then we'll do some sharing and the planetary healing meditation. So first of all, we're going to review briefly some of the astrological configurations that we've been talking about, but the ones for the solstice, so we can have a sense of that, a framework of the energies that we're dealing with, and then we'll move forward from there and continue to talk about our series of living life in 5D, how we make the transition from 3D to 5D to become actualized ascended beings of light, helping the planet to ascend, which is our Shakti activation purpose and theme. So the winter solstice is the astronomical event when the Earth is tilted the farthest away from the sun. It's that day of the year. So the winter solstice, yes, is a time when the sun astrologically shifts into the sign of Capricorn, which is a cardinal sign, marking, of course, the beginning of a new season, the season of winter, the season of going inside, the season of reflection, of going into the depth of our own beings. And that's what we'll talk about, that this particular shift into 5D marks, and how we can actually live this in our daily lives. So as we move into this shift in the zodiac, what we have astrologically is we have a conjunction of the sun to Pluto, which, as we've talked about, Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth. It's that planet where you go deep inside yourself and all those deepest, darkest secrets that maybe haven't been seen the day of light, or you haven't really worked with, or on the planetary scale, the planet hasn't seen or worked with, are coming to light since we have a conjunction of Pluto to the sun. So that's light coming onto the darkest areas, the deepest areas, another word to say it. So the death and rebirth. And this suggests that something new will come out of this period. Something will end and something new will be reborn. And of course, we're seeing that all around us. You can, notice how that shows up in your personal life, but of course, you can see how many changes are happening on the planet with old structures that no longer work falling down around us. Pluto is giving Saturn a hard time, and that's shown up astrologically. There's a square formation, meaning that some of these old institutions may not die easily. In other words, transformation might not come easily, since that's a square configuration. Pluto with a square to Saturn. Something that's already established, which is Saturn, may have a difficult time to surrendering to Pluto in order for evolution to occur. But that's what's happening. Evolution is occurring. Evolution is being forced to occur, is another way to say it. It will happen. Situations that don't work are crumbling. Structures that don't work are crumbling. It is happening. So that's the sun and the planets that are in relationship to the sun right now. Now we have the moon. The moon's aligning with what we've talked about before, the triple conjunction of Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron. So we have these four planets, moon aligning with Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron. And these planets are all in the sign of Aquarius. So what this means is that Aquarius is the new possibilities, the Aquarian age that we're moving into, 5D that we're moving into. This represents the new possibility, Jupiter expansion, with the presence of Neptune, which is, of course, our ability to dream and to, and that's Neptune, of course, and our ability to dream has a lot to do with what we've been working with together as a team, dreaming to being, the Aquarian Age, dreaming into being, bringing into being with our intentions, our thoughts, the light that we are, the new planet, the new life, the new evolution, the new pulse of life that we want to experience on planet Earth, these higher frequencies. With Chiron, which is usually called the wounded healer, Chiron represents emotional clearing that will help this transformation process occur. In other words, we have to clear out the heavy emotions on the planet. And the heavier emotions, as shown up by fear in its many varied forms, are the denser 3D vibrations. So we'll talk more about that. And this can also show up in relationships, different kinds of relationships, because Venus, the planet of love, the planet of relationship, the planet of beauty, is in a square to Uranus, which is a planet of sudden change or rebellion. And so with Venus and Uranus also in a challenging position, there's going to be a need for freedom in relationships. So relationships that are confining may feel that there is a change in their structure. There's a burst of life. There's a burst of desire for change, for freedom. It's going to show up in relationships. So you can look around with yourself or in other people, or like I said, even on the planet or in the world, and see relationships that are too confining or structures that are holding people back. So what we're moving into is a connection that permits emotional and spiritual growth for everybody involved in an intimate relationship for both people, and in the wider scope of planetary access, we want to have room for people to evolve into 5D, into this ascension process, into this experience of oneness and beauty with all of nature, all of life, all of the earth. And that's what we're doing to help the planet, to help the planet ascend. So those are the basic astrological configurations that we're dealing with our 12/21 solstice portal that we've been working with, that we're working with at this time. And these openings will continue, this portal and these energies will continue to be there for us in our psyches, and as we work with them, just be aware of what's happening so you can look around you and know how to work with them. And as you work with them, you can know how to move them into 5D. So on to our topic of moving from 3D to 5D, the Shakti activation process, fifth dimension, ascension dimension, higher frequencies. Remembering that each of us, each of you, is a great cause at this time of holidays, is a cause for celebration. So I suggest that what we really celebrate is each person, because each person holds the light of transformation for ascension. Each person has this connection and has a contract with Source to bring this light to the planet so that the planet can ascend at this time. So what I see us really focusing on celebrating at this time is the fact that each person is the embodiment of the light of Source, the light of 5D, and holds the potential for manifesting this light in the third dimension. That's what we're doing right now. So that's what I see the holidays as a celebration for. And how we're doing this is that the energy that's coming through must be embodied, in other words, in our bodies, in 3D, to allow the unfoldment of this ascension process into all of third dimensional energy. And we especially want to look at the emotional body, because each emotion corresponds to a specific third-dimensional energetic vibration, and these vibrations are now undergoing transformation. So our mastery journey includes realigning the emotional body with the divine blueprint. So we are aligning these lower frequencies, our 3D frequencies, with our higher selves, with our divine blueprint, so that in 3D there's less and less of the vibration of these lower energies or fear-based emotion, remembering that the planet has basically been running on fear-based emotions for many, many, many years and many lifetimes. We've been through a planet that's been run by fear, and this is what we're bursting out of, like a starburst, like a sunburst. We're bursting through all these frequencies of fear. So if you feel overwhelmed at different times, you can know that we're transmuting a lot right now, and I've talked to quite a few people who have been feeling sort of the weight of heavy planetary energies, almost like it's gotten heavier and heavier. And, you know, people have been talking about the Copenhagen Convention and as one example, because the heaviness that came up around that. But remembering that these are the energies that are being shown up that we have an opportunity to bring light through. So it can be darkest before the dawn. So think about that if you feel heavy from these fear-based energies, you have the light to burst through them. And you have the light to bring them into a higher frequency. So if you feel angry or tired or powerless, unworthy or undeserving of the joy and the love, if you have those moments, just know that it's a moment that you're releasing these 3D energies of fear that have been on the planet for so long into a higher frequency. So whatever you need to do to move into that feeling of joy, maybe just talking to a friend or deep breathing or doing one of our chants, and you'll know that you've done a great planetary service if you feel those lower frequencies and you then work on transforming them. So one of the ways that this works in moving from 3D to 5D is as a daily example, is if somebody's doing something, and this came up as an example in a call that I was working with the other day. If somebody's doing something that feels oppressive to you or for you, remember that what's important and what helps unlock these lower frequencies, these fear frequencies, and release them and transmute them into light is you speaking your truth. What does speaking your truth mean? Okay, so speaking your truth means that you're connecting with your heart, with your love energy. Okay, what does that mean? So connecting with your heart, with your love energy, means that you're connecting with your higher self. What does that mean? Okay, we're going to talk about qualities. You're the higher dimensions, 5D, your higher self, source energy that you're bringing through at this time, has certain qualities. It has qualities like innocence, joy, integrity, happiness, qualities like that. So what I want you to do if you feel oppressed is go to think about, okay, what is a quality that who I really am has, like innocence. My soul is innocent. My soul is full of joy. My soul is full of happiness or love or something like that. So stay with that quality. And then when you speak, what's going on with you come from that state. So if somebody is saying something negative about you, you can respond from your heart and from quality, basically knowing that that's what you are. You are innocent. You do have integrity. You do have divinity. So sometimes the translation between 3D and 5D can be a little bit confusing, but this is important because as you speak your truth from your heart, then what happens is you start to let the light of your soul, so to speak, your higher dimensional self, your 5D self, come through into 3D, and that's what we really want. We want you to be allowing your higher self frequencies, who you really are, who your soul really is, to be experienced. expressed, to be expressed on planet Earth at this time. And that means standing up for yourself, speaking your truth. Then your love starts to come more and more onto the planet. And sometimes, you know, we're trained to have thoughts like we're being blamed or there's something wrong with us. And those are all old fear-based thoughts, but it doesn't mean they're not going to come up in you or you're not feeling them, maybe in the people around you. So it is really important to speak your truth and open up your heart. And opening up your heart doesn't mean just seeing what other people need. It means really expressing your own needs and letting your own love come out. And that starts to break up the pattern, all these patterns of, like what we were talking about a minute ago in relationships, these patterns of feeling confined. And it's, that's that Uranian energy of really being able to burst through limiting patterns. And it's the love that allows us to burst through these limiting patterns and really feel the freedom to explore, the freedom to be fully expressed in our lives and in this new reality that we're all creating together. Ascension, 5D Ascension, Shakti Activation is about vibration. Is it about bringing through these frequencies, this consciousness, personal, for a personal level and for a planetary level. And it's meaning that as we change our frequency from maybe a moment of feeling that we're being blamed to speaking our truth, to telling people what we need, letting our love out, not letting people abuse us, so to speak, then every time that you do that, you create a new energy on the planet, a new type of energy, and it becomes part of a wave. Grows into a wave of ascension, and that's what we're doing. We're networking that wave of ascension and spreading it around the planet. So we're building up this wave. It's getting bigger and bigger. So each time you allow more love to come through, this wave of ascension is growing. So it is. It's a whole group of us, a whole group of the light workers who are the creative force behind what we want to create on the earth as a new experience. And it's the consciousness that drives the momentum of change, this wave of change. And it's we who are deciding what the new experiences on the planet are going to be like. And it's interesting, and we've talked about this on some other calls, that one of the ways that it's being talked about is that the earth will split in this 3D and 5D. And the way this can show up is that one person can be having a totally exalted, joyful experience in a moment, and everything's flowing and wonderful for them. You know, they're maybe communing with nature, or being with their animals, or talking to trees, or being with other people, however that shows up for them. And at the same time, another person can be experiencing misery and pain. So the planet splitting into different dimensions, 3D and 5D, to me just means that we have these higher frequencies and higher frequency energies coming through that we can enjoy, like surfing the wave of love, that we can choose that in every moment. And it's our awareness that these opportunities are available to us, and also that's what we're here to do, anchor in these beautiful experiences, then we can know that we can move into sustaining that more and more of the time. It's not that easy to come out of the fear-based conditioning, but as we learn more and more about this, then we start to develop the skills to basically surf the 5D reality, and that's part of what we're talking about. The skill of how to communicate our truth, how to stay in our innocence when we talk, and even if we're feeling blamed, just take a moment to go inside and to breathe and to come back with what our truth is based on what our needs are and what the needs of the other person are. And it has a lot to do with understanding that we're moving into a time where we're going to be relationship-based. So it's a shared energy. It's a shared power. It's not power over, which creates a fear-based planetary experience. It's a shared power, and that's the experience of oneness, the experience of really knowing that we're all one, and that we're not, that needs are not in competition. We're not in competition with each other. We're sharing this light, and as we share this light and expand this light, and we can actually see the abundance, then there's no need to have power over other people and compete for basically love. Love is the only thing that people are really competing for, because if there's really love between people and the experience of oneness, then we can look at this truly abundant planet and we can understand how to share the resources and how to create resources that aren't based on greed, how to share resources that allow us to have free energy for everyone, which was actually created by Tesla, you know, in the early 1900s. But there wasn't a way that it could be seen to make a profit. So he was, of course, discounted and thrown in jail. We know many stories like this on our planet. But as we move into that experience of seeing the abundance that's flowing through us and feeling that abundance of love, and the more we share that and put that into this grid that we're building, the more other people will start to catch that, will start to feel that. And that's what Yogi Bhajan used to tell us, that spirituality was not taught, that it was caught. And that's what we're all doing. We're putting out these frequencies so more and more people can catch the energy, and like a candle being lit. Oh, wow, now suddenly they're having more moments, maybe just a moment of love or a moment of acceptance and understanding from you. Then it starts to open their heart. And remembering that the heart chakra is ruled by the element air. And when we think about air, that is a connecting factor. We're all breathing air, so we're all connected by the air on the planet. And there, when we move into the element of air, that's unlimited. So think about when you come from the heart and you're working with the element of air, your love is going out everywhere, much more than you know. And that's what we're being shown and experiencing, and also being shown by the entities and the beings that are with us on these calls. And of course, the other groups of light workers that are working too, and different ways that we're all connecting. And of course, that's been showing up on some of the Shakti Activation posts, how we're connecting with other groups and learning what other people are doing, and that's all beautiful. People that are just focused on their 3D nature are not aware of these other realms, like we're talking about right now. But as we become more aware of the abundance, the air element, the abundance of love, then we can start to experience these other realms. And then we know that they're real. It's not just an idea, like, oh, love is an idea, but it's a practical reality that we have an experience of, that we know that we can share and that we can uplift other people in their viewpoint on how they see the world, so we can have more and more people focusing on creating 2012 as an uplifting experience for all of humanity rather than something that's more fear. So our intentions, our projections, the way we use our light, because we are embodying the light, means everything. It means that at this time, that even if we don't see immediate results, we still feel inside ourselves, we know there's a knowingness of what the truth really is. There's a knowingness that love, this expansion energy of love, will take us to the place that we want to go. And we can look around and notice that when people are afraid, it's not going to lead to the kind of planet that we want to create. So this helps us to develop an inner strength and helps us approach the world from a willingness rather than, you know, a power over or willfulness. And so as we develop patience and compassion, as I said, those are soul qualities or 5D qualities. And those are the qualities, those 5D qualities or soul qualities are linked to the God or Goddess consciousness. we do come from that space. That's who we really are. And the more we remember that we are compassion, we do have patience, we do have love, that's our God self, that's our 5D self. And now you're elevating yourself to actually be a co-creator with the divine, because once you tune into the eternal qualities of your soul and start to focus on those and develop those, you're moving more and more into the qualities of the universe or of God. So now you are a co-creator because you're on the same level as the energies of the universe. So it's a really beautiful, it's a really beautiful experience. And this experience can be just more and more like coming home after very long and challenging rides through maybe many lifetimes. As we shift our mind into these higher and higher frequencies and hold these frequencies in moment after moment, and then feeling our connection with each other and feeling our connection with these higher frequencies, and know that we can be floating in the sea of tranquility when maybe there's chaos around us. And that's a really pivotal point, that the world may be falling apart, so to speak, or certain parts of it may be releasing because they're no longer needed, but you can still hold those higher frequencies. You still can be a beacon of light for other people. You still can resonate the truth of these higher frequencies and anchor them in 3D, and you can move into these blissful states and hold them more and more at this beautiful time of winter solstice, when we have beautiful sun and moon energies aligning the sign of Aquarius to lead us into the Aquarian age. Okay, everybody, I'm going to stop there so we can all check in and do our meditations again.